The District of Souk is moving forward with its long-awaited official community plan, OCP, update, aiming to finalize the project by the end of 2025. The OCP defines the community's vision for land use and development, guiding the growth of homes, businesses, industries, and public spaces. With the passage of Bill 44, BC municipalities are now required to update their land use policies to address housing shortages. Souk has already completed its interim housing needs report, said Chris Marshall, Director of Planning and Development, but additional updates to the draft OCP are needed to comply with provincial requirements. While the OCP's core objectives remain intact, revisions are necessary. The main goals and objectives of this plan are set, Marshall said, but if there are tweaks we can do, and they make sense, we'll do them. It's a tough one to deal with because as soon as you open it up to changes, it can run on you pretty quickly. Council members acknowledged concerns from the building community regarding the first draft of the OCP. Coun. Albedos noted that staff had proactively reached out to builders and gathered feedback. The concern of the day is they felt they weren't being heard, he said. I differ. I thought there was a lot of opportunity for public involvement. I just want them to be heard. Coun. Megan McMath emphasized the need for clearer communication throughout the process. Last time, there was so much confrontation. I want to see how we can improve communication, she said. The language needs to be so clear that it leaves no room for interpretation. One of the key issues facing the updated OCP is its length and readability. Coun. Tony Street Pierre advocated for a more concise document, suggesting that the current draft could be significantly trimmed. For the most part, the OCP does come directly from the community. I think it's a great document in terms of content, but man, oh man, does it ever need a rework. However, not all councillors supported a major reduction in the document's size. Coun. Jeff Bateman expressed his preference to retain the current level of detail. The district's planning department has undergone significant restructuring since 2023, including the hiring of a new director, manager, and senior planner. The department is now reviewing the draft OCP and preparing a detailed work plan to resume progress. The update will follow a four-step process, ensuring the document aligns with Bill 44. Currently in the first phase, staff are evaluating the OCP's history, identifying key issues, and drafting a work plan for council review. The next steps include reviewing the draft OCP for compliance with Bill 44, incorporating updated statistical data, and developing a stakeholder engagement plan. Following this, the public consultation phase will take place. Revised drafts will be shared with residents, internal departments, and external agencies. Feedback will be compiled into a What We Heard report for council. Finally, after public hearings and further revisions, the OCP will move forward to third reading and bylaw adoption. The district has also allocated $50,000 for consultant support to assist with stakeholder engagement and the finalization of the document's design.